Thank you and good morning. If you were going to make an argument that the state of California should go to an all-mail-in ballot system, you would need look no further than voter turnout. On Tuesday, Californians went to the polls for the presidential primary, and locally, we had three supervisor races to consider, and the folks in the eastern part of the county had a bond measure as well. There are more than 79,000 registered voters in Humboldt County, and just over 28,000 turned in a primary ballot, 35%. The numbers are similar in past years. The 2015 district election saw 20% turnout, and the 2014 midterm election saw about 39% turnout, and the district election in 2013 was down to 20% as well. The numbers do change in a presidential election year, however, and that may prove to be the case in November. In the 2012 general election, more than 79% of registered voters in the county cast a ballot, and in 2008, it was more than 62%. With a marijuana bill on the ballot, along with a presidential race, there stands a good chance that the number of local voters who participate in November will be a substantial percentage of registered voters. The district attorney's office has announced that 19-year-old Carly Paulson will serve 180 days in jail and 500 hours of community service after she pleaded guilty to felony vehicular manslaughter and failure to report an injury at the scene of a collision after she hit and killed 48-year-old Fortuna man Kenneth Bryant near the intersection of Highway 101 and Route 36 in September of last year. Paulson did not stop after her vehicle struck Bryant, despite passengers in her car urging her to do so. She turned herself in the following day. Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay held a ceremony yesterday to honor four helicopter crew members who died when their machine crashed while on a search and rescue mission off Shelter Cove in 1997. Lieutenant Jeffrey Crane, Lieutenant J.G. Charles Thigpen, and Petty Officers 3rd Class Richard Hughes and James Keynes were responding to a distress call from the sailing boat Azara, along with other Coast Guard units, when their helicopter went down. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office has positively identified human remains found last week near Covelo as those of missing man and suspected homicide victim Timothy Sweeting. Detectives believe Sweeting was killed by Joshua Ruff, a man who fled the area and who was later apprehended in New Hampshire. Ruff is currently fighting extradition to Mendocino County, where he will face homicide charges related to Sweeting's death. Motorists across the county should be prepared for scheduled summer road work, and major road work began yesterday on Central Avenue in McKinleyville. County Public Works began construction of bike lanes, medians, and crosswalks to improve safety for cyclists and pedestrians. Drivers will find lane closures, one-way controlled traffic, and short delays between Anna Sparks Way and Hiller Avenue through the completion of the project, scheduled for August. Fortuna Public Works begins a resurfacing project today, and beginning tomorrow, drivers in Eureka will encounter road paving work from Glenwood Street to Myrtle, from Frank Street to Glenwood, and from Quaker to Trinity to Glenwood Streets. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Mark Lovelace was elected to the Board of Supervisors in 2008, and like every other newly elected supervisor across the state, that meant he had some work to do to learn the new job. Newly elected supervisors attend training sessions held by the California State Association of Counties, CSAC, where they learn the basics for their new job. Lovelace, who will help Mike Wilson transition into the 3rd District seat following Wilson's primary win, said that there is no formal transition process.
Varying from cycle to cycle will be how department heads might choose to say, you know, I want to set up an opportunity for you to come tour my buildings, meet my staff, meet my, you know, my deputies, tour different facilities like, you know, the jail, the, you know, juvenile facility, or there are things like that that can happen that aren't really formalized in terms of a process.
Lovelace replaced John Woolley on the board, and he said on Talk Shop yesterday that in preparation, he and Woolley met on a weekly basis to help Lovelace prepare.
When I was coming in after I got elected, I would meet with John Woolley once a week, and we'd go over the agenda, and I'd ask him about, you know, things that were coming to mind, and he'd kind of share with me, well, you know, on this one, there's a lot of stuff here, but really this is kind of the question that we're looking at, and this is the part that's for staff, this is the part that's for the board.
Wilson will now replace Lovelace as the 3rd District's representative on the board, and you can hear the full Talk Shop interview with Mark Lovelace by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.